Planning Commission Administrative Hearing, July 17th, 2024.
Said you just took your sweater off.
Yeah, I mean, for some reason, like, I don't know. I mean, it's not any less cool outside, and I'm sure they haven't really done anything to the AC today, you know. I'm sure conditions haven't changed, but for some reason today I was cool. That's why I just always keep a jacket at my desk.
Yes, sir.
Okay,
yeah, come on in.
Does it matter where I sit?
No.
I was waiting for one more guy, but I guess I could.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Just sit here.
This is the side.
Yeah. This is the cool kid. Aaron sits over there.
Yeah, we make it sit by.
So.
the remote's on the little stand, but I don't quite know where you sit. So.
I mean, Aaron's smart. He just wears a long sleeve shirt every day.
I don't know if that's smart.
We're talking about being cold.
Yeah, today, I mean, I'm sure conditions haven't changed in the building yet, but today I need to put on the jacket.
Upstairs, and yeah. This room's even worse.
I know. Well, but I didn't wear it down. It just was
beautiful.
Yeah, we've talked about the overcompensating.
Yeah.
It feels nice right when you walk inside.
Mm-hmm. 10 hours later.
And the sweat gets
nice.
Yeah.
And the sandwich. All right. All right. We will go ahead and get started. This is the administrative hearing for July 17th, 2024. We have two items on the agenda. Let me just explain how those are going to go. I'll read in the item, open up to the staff member presenting the staff report. Then I'll give time for the applicant to add anything that they choose to. And then we will open up to the public if any public wants to make comment. And then I'll render a decision on each item. We'll go like that. So item one is Richard Dannon requests a conditional use permit for communications facilities, standard land use code 4700 in the A120 agricultural zone, located approximately at 2495 West Lakeview Parkway, and that's in the Provo Bay neighborhood. Jessica Tanaki has the presentation on that one.
Yes, so this is for a YouTube TV satellite. Here we have the satellite view. It's on the parcel. It also has Provo City Sewer Lift Station. And then we have the county site plan that they've provided showing where it will be set back from property lines. It will be two concrete pads. The AT&T pad is for our future satellite. The larger pad is for the YouTube TV satellite. It's set back at a minimum of, I believe, 66 feet from any of the surrounding property lines. And then here are the dimensions for the satellite itself. It doesn't fall within any infringement on setbacks. There are no other concerns based on the plans that they've provided. As such, staff recommendation is that the application be approved based on all of the standard conditions found in 1434-250 related to communications.
Perfect, thank you. Just one quick question. If you go back to the aerial, usually the thing that comes up in these are adjacencies to residential zones, but across the street to the east, to the west, there's no residential zones nearby. Is Mr. Dannon here?
No.
So the applicant's not here. We'll pass that part of the hearing and open up to the public if any public wants to speak to this. Are you here for item one? Do you want to come up to a mic, introduce yourself, where you live, and any comments that you might have on this?
Well, my name is Jeff Stubbs, and I live in Provo, and I own the property adjacent to where this is supposed to be.
Okay.
And when Provo City condemned for Lakeview Parkway, your people that you hired said there was no development south of the road, ever. Is this not development?
Okay. Is that all the comment?
No.
You want to make?
And why... I mean, the map that you sent me in the mail, it didn't have the red dot on it.
Okay.
And it doesn't look like you're 60 feet off the property line with the red dot. And where's their access to get to the red dot?
All right, we can address those. Anything else that you'd want to say on this?
Is it going to be fenced? So we run livestock and there's no fence there now. And are we going to get sued because our livestock do something to this YouTube tower or whatever it is?
Anything else?
Yeah, there's a boundary line dispute between us and the city that's never been resolved either. Almost exactly where that red dot is.
I know for sure that doesn't impact this decision, but I am aware of that. Okay.
That's it for now.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Phillips. So let me address a couple of those questions, and then if you had any additional content. I'm aware of the commitment from the city to not have any future development south of Lakeview Parkway, but for one spot against I-15. We see this as a non-habitable structure. There are other antennas, facilities, things like that on the south part, south of Lakeview Parkway.
They were there before.
You've had your 2 minutes. So this structure isn't a habitable structure. I feel like it's appropriate use for the property, and it's permitted by condition in the zone. To adjust that. As far as setbacks, Jessica, as you've reviewed this plan, can you just let everybody know what the setbacks are from the east and the south property lines for the pad?
Yes. So maybe what they provided in their measurements, they show the disputed property line doing a measurement based on their site plan. From the setback for the disputed property line to where they're pouring the plat measured at 65 feet. And then from the south of the concrete pad to the property line measured at, I believe, 66 feet. And that was just based on the blue beam measurement from the scale it provided on their site plan.
Okay. And those would meet the... Okay. Access, did they put on the site plan how they'd access this? I assume it's just to the same access that the sewer lift station
they
uses.
Did not specifically provide that on their site plan, but that was the understanding that I have. But I can't
access it. Because it is a limited access road.
Yeah.
Okay. Follow up on that as well. Fencing requirements, I don't believe there are engineering requirements for the use. So that would just be in between the property owners. Okay. Any other public comment on, are you here for item one? You're here for item two. Okay. Seeing no other public in the room for this item, based on the staff review of this item, where it's a conditionally permitted use, so long as there aren't any issues that would be a detriment to the health, safety, or welfare of the public or adjacent property owners, that is the criteria that, that staff has to look at when they make a recommendation on a conditional use permit. Seeing that it meets code, that it has been determined that there would not be any detriment to the general welfare of people or property in the area, and the standard conditions listed in 14-34-250-11F are met, I would approve this conditional use permit, and they would be able to move forward to building permits. Just make sure that you have Mr. Dannon review this and sign his agreement to the condition before we approve any building permits. And I think that would be it for that. So that is item one. We're going to go ahead and move to item two. Gerardo Oliveira requests a conditional use permit for auto repair services, standard land use code 6411 in the planned industrial commercial zone, located at 1955 East Ironton Boulevard, and that's in the Spring Creek neighborhood. And Nancy Robeson has the presentation for this.
Okay, so we've actually kind of gone over a conditional use permit for this at a different location, but still in that same planned industrial, just the lease on the other building didn't work out. So this is the one where they've, the building that they have worked with to lease. The warehouse was built in 1999. It's been used by several different businesses since then. It's just an aerial view, the footprint of the building and parking. Parking does meet the standards required for the 16 spaces that would be required for the proposed use, and there are approximately 20 parking spaces. There could be more just because, let's go back. There could be more because it's really hard to see where those painted lines are. So there could be more than 20, but staff thinks that or recommends approval of this request conditional use permit with the following condition: that the applicant obtains the correct business license prior to operating, and that no vehicles are parked in the front area, but that they be contained inside the building or in that back parking area.
Great. Thank you, Nancy. And the applicant is here for this one. Did you want to add anything?
I mean, this is our second time around with Nancy, so.
Could you come up to the mic?
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, sorry.
State your name.
Yeah. Yeah. Gerardo Oliveira, and this is our second time doing this, but honestly, we just want to get the ball rolling so we could start work. There's nothing else to it. I mean, there's enough parking for everyone. We did read over the conditional use, like criteria and all that other stuff that we went over. And we feel that most of the cars are going to be inside for the most part. The employees are going to be parked on the backside. So it's, as far as parking goes, it's going to be, there's not going to be any cars parked in front.
And did you read the additional condition that no vehicles being repaired will be parked up front, but they're all either inside or behind?
Yeah. And it is, this is a franchise, so it's kind of like, say, a Caliber Collision or any of those things that like we need to keep up with the franchise way that they want us to do things as well. So it obviously is not a good look to have. So some of our partners are going to be like State Farm and Travelers Insurance. So we're going to definitely go for the pristine look and make sure that there's no crash vehicles out front. And if it is, it's going to be very limited because of maybe a tow truck dropped off a car inside of our parking structure, but never in front.
But you're comfortable with those conditions?
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Your permit. Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right. Anything else?
Nope.
Okay. Thank you.
Appreciate it. He's with me.
Okay. All right. So I'll go ahead and open up to the public. If anybody wanted to say anything else on this item? Okay. Seeing none. This one, I do remember this about a month or two ago for a different location. Very similar application, very similar conditions. Noting that the applicant has agreed to the conditions that the applicant obtains the business license prior to operating, and that vehicles being repaired will be parked inside the building or behind. I will approve this conditional use permit for repair services located at 1955 East Ironton Boulevard in the Spring Creek neighborhood. And with that, we will go ahead and adjourn this administrative hearing. Okay. Thank you all for coming. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, guys.
So do you want to come over and sign this?
Yep.